AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At his cabinet meeting, President Trump talked about a timeline for the Iran war.
We estimated it would take approximately 4 to 6 weeks to achieve our mission, and we're way ahead of schedule. If you look at what we've done in terms of the destruction of that country, I mean, we're way ahead.
Iran has rejected a U.S. ceasefire proposal and replied with its own proposal.
But they now have the chance, that is Iran, to permanently abandon their nuclear ambitions and to chart a new path forward. We'll see if they want to do it. If they don't, we're their worst nightmare. In the meantime, we'll just keep blowing them away, unimpeded, unstopped.
The president said Iran is begging to make a deal. Oil prices are higher. Stocks have moved lower. Thousands more U.S. troops are headed to the Middle East, while Iran tightens its grip on the crucial Strait of Hormuz. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Vladimir Putin is using Russia's shadow fleet of oil tankers to make money off the Iran war and rising oil prices.
That is why, in my strong view, we should go after the shadow fleet even harder. These old, dilapidated ships carry 75% of Russia's oil, and they are helping to fund Putin's war.
Meantime, Russia is starting a spring offensive in Ukraine. Police say a man with a knife killed a woman at a Pokemon store in downtown Tokyo before stabbing himself to death. Japan has strict gun control laws, but there have been a number of high-profile knife attacks in recent years. The Kennedy Center says Bill Maher will win the prestigious Mark Twain Humor Prize. Less than a week ago, the White House forcefully denied the award would go to Maher, who has had a hot and cold relationship with President Trump. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are slipping on Wall Street, and crude oil prices are rising as uncertainty about when the war with Iran will end weighs on markets. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The index gave back most of the gain it made the day before. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up by 46 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%. Stock markets fell more sharply in Europe and Asia. It was the latest turnaround for markets this week as Iran rejected a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire. Crude oil prices rose more than 3%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Transgender women athletes are now excluded from women's events at the Olympics after the International Olympic Committee agreed to a new eligibility policy which aligns with President Trump's executive order on sports ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.